You know, in this end time battle that we're in, there's a lot of emotional distractions. And I call it, because the enemy's always trying to promote emotional deception. Remember, his greatest weapon is deception, and you'll always hear us talking about it. And right now, in this emotional deception, because we're getting, you know, hard pressed from all areas. There's so many stories, there's so many lies, there's so much deception, there's so much truth. That it's almost overbearing. And people are not being able to discern the difference between senses and feelings. And when senses, your senses are inner, your emotion, your feelings are outer. And so many people don't know the difference between senses or feelings. They use the word feeling a lot when actually talking about their senses. Or they're using senses when they're talking about their feelings. And because there's so much going on right now, we've got to be able to begin to learn to separate them. Again, your senses are considered inner, your feelings are considered outer. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, please. But as it's written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the what? Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord, but that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. These are divine teachings from the divine teacher, so that we can see. The Holy Spirit brings us the ability to see things through. And by seeing these things through, you are able to activate and utilize your senses. Is everybody okay? You know, the natural man is attached to the world. It has its own wisdom and understanding. It has its own ways. You battle your old man with your new man every single day. Your carnal mind wants to always think worst. But the mind of Christ thinks the best. Your natural mind walks in the flesh. Your spiritual mind walks in the spirit with faith. He believes that all things are possible, that we can, all things are not only possible, but he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world, that everything's going to turn to the good. It doesn't say turn to the bad. It says turn to the good. So in this will you know whether you're walking in the flesh or in the spirit. If your attitude is associated with everything's going to work to the good, then you're walking in the spirit. It doesn't mean it's going to be difficult. It doesn't mean that you won't have trials and tribulations. And it doesn't mean that you won't make mistakes. That doesn't mean you won't have failures. But it's going to work to the good. Because you carry that attitude, which is the heart and the mind and the will of Christ. If you're walking in the Spirit. Walking in the flesh is nothing but worry and fear and anxiousness, anxiety, doubt, and always looking at things worst, not best. There isn't anything we can't do. Does everybody get it? We can do all things through the anointing of God Almighty. Just because something's not happening now doesn't mean it's not going to come. Amen? So because we are right now hard-pressed in all areas, everything is the enemy's trying to nullify and dull us. He's trying to bring discouragement and disappointment. He's trying to bring fear, anxiety, and stress. And we're the word talks about those who are not walking in faith are like they're like individuals tossed to and fro, like on a ship being tossed to and fro by every wave. But you and I are not to be in that condition. We're to be in the condition as an overcomer. We are overcomers no matter what's going on. Go to James chapter 3. Because things are going to seem to get difficult. You know, God is trying to prepare his body for everything that's about to happen, good and bad. It doesn't matter whether it's good or bad. It says that we're above the storms. Amen? And James 3:13. It says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of what? Wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and what? Demonic. So the wisdom of the world is always promoting terror, worst. Amen? For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Again, there's demonic wisdom versus divine wisdom. And that's the battle that is constantly within me and you. In Proverbs chapter 2. Emotional deception. We talk about emotional deception a lot because many people are driven by emotion and not senses. And emotional distress will bring a person in oppression. Then they turn to medication. In Proverbs 2, starting at verse 1. Oh, I'm in Psalms. I didn't think that looked right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 2, verse 1, let's speak it together. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understand. What does wisdom do? Tells you what to do. Understanding tells you how to do it. If you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom from his mouth, come in knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of the justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand the righteousness and justice, equity in every good path. When what? Wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the path of righteousness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked. Wow. Wisdom and understanding establish discernment. Now, there's something important that we got to get. Your senses, which is inner, you sense. So to sense is to discern. Everyone say it with me. To sense is to discern. To feel is to emotionalize. I actually thought I made that word up. I had to look it up. Again, to sense is to discern. To feel is to emotionalize. Can you compromise an emotion? Yes. Senses is a knowing. That's why it discerns. It can warn. Senses is associated with warning, good and evil. So to sense is to discern. To feel is to emotionalize. Now, again, there's nothing wrong with having a feeling. Amen. But we do not let feelings dictate our choices. We allow our senses to be activated to discern, which makes choices. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for the day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he, Holy Spirit, who now restrains, will do so until he, Holy Spirit, is taken out of the way. Now, for the body of Christ is the Holy Spirit. Does everybody understand that? We are united and filled in the Holy Spirit. So when he talks about he, he's talking about the body of Christ, the Holy. Why? We are carriers. We are temples of God. So the whole body of Christ is restraining evil. And then the lawless one, once we're removed, so it tells you that we're going to be what? We're going to be taken out of the way. That's called rapture. So there is a rapture somehow, some way, unless we're going to die one at a time, which doesn't make any sense. Verse 8, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. So now this is pretty interesting. I really didn't want to go into all this, but hallelujah. It says that the son of perdition will be revealed, when the body of Christ is removed. I think it's going to be an exchange instantly. As soon as we're removed, at the same time, he's being revealed and we're being removed. That's a very possibility. I can't absolutinize it. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Then the coming of the lawless one, who is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, and that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's pretty amazing to me. All unrighteous deception. There's unrighteous deception right now, isn't there? It's constant. We're bombarded with it. Believe this, believe that, believe this. I don't believe nothing. My hope and my faith is in Christ Jesus, him crucified and him bringing me home. And he who is in me is greater than he is in the world. Amen? We stand on the word of God. See, there's so many people that don't stand on the word of God. They're still standing on how they feel. They're not able to activate their senses because they've been taken captive and they're dull. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 32. If in the manner of men I have fought with the beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be what? Deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to their shame. Evil company corrupts good habits. In other words, it can corrupt your senses. It can corrupt your emotions. It can corrupt your thoughts. That's why you have to be careful who you associate with. Associations bring impartations. Amen. The devil loves to play on certain things with us. Go to 2 Corinthians 6. He loves to set us up. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. Let's speak it. O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections or emotions. So will deceptive emotions restrict you? Yes, they will limit you. That's how the devil plays with us. He's always trying to mess with your emotions. Woe is me. Nobody loves me. I can never do anything right. You need to go in the mirror and cast that thing out. Because it's a lie. The devil comes what? Steal, kill, destroy. And he's a liar. He's the father of it. And it's amazing how many people still don't get it. And they fear. How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to do this? Always focusing on self instead of focusing on the Lord and what he can do. They begin to forget what God has done for them. Again, you are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own emotions. Hallelujah. Now in return for the same, I speak as to children. You also be open. Don't be unevenly yoked with unbelievers. Why? Because bad company corrupts good habits. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? What communion has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? And what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idiots or idols? They're the same. For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them. I will walk among them. I'll be their God, and they'll be my people. If they do what? Come out from this corruption. Come out from among them. Come out from among them. Why? Because they're interfering with your senses and your emotions. And don't touch what's unclean. In other words, don't agree with it. And I will receive you, and I'll be a father to you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Restricted by your emotional feelings. Again, the devil plays on that. He tries to set individuals up to that. Proverbs 29, in verse 10. The bloodthirsty hate the blameless, but the upright seek his well-being. A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. Hello, ever been around somebody that's always, they vent how they feel all day long? You want to put a cork in their mouth or slap the hell out of them, make room for heaven, right? If a ruler pays attention to lies, all his servants become what? Wicked. Well, Obama was a ruler, and people began to believe in, and all of his followers were wicked. Same thing with Biden. All of his followers are wicked. Oh, they think they're fine. But they're wicked because they deny the truth of God Almighty. I saw a Democrat congressman rebuking a man for having the picture of Jesus in an office. This man said, look, this thing has been in this place for 70 years, and it's been like in a basement or something of this building. He pulled it out and brought it up, and he was rebuking him. This man refused to remove it. He said, I am removing it. It's freedom of choice and freedom of religion. You're a congressman and trying to tell me this? I mean, this is how crazy things are. They're not only anti-Christ, they're anti-American. And they want to put people in bondage to false religions and doctrines of demons. It's incredible. Fools vent their feelings. We don't want to do that. Ephesians chapter 4. We bring our feelings to the Lord and exchange them out. So just keep putting all your feelings in your pocket. Then you can bring it to the Lord and empty your pants pockets. Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 17. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being what? Past feeling. They're still living from the past. Have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, your thoughts, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Past feelings led by the feeling or emotions. Remember, to feel is to emotionalize, to senses to discern. Hebrews 5, verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised or activated to what? Discern both good and evil. So what do senses do? They discern. But they got to be activated, don't they? So by making connection with heaven every day, your senses will be maintaining a place of activation. It's when you don't maintain connection that they become, that the enemy takes advantage of it. Never be too busy that you don't pray. Make connection. Psalm 49, verse 5. Why should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels surround me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of the riches. That seems like today, doesn't it? None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is costly, and it shall cease forever. That he should continue to live eternally and not see the pit. For he sees wise men die, likewise a fool and a senseless person perish, one who's not activated senses. That's what senseless is. And they leave their wealth to others. Their inner thought is that their houses will last forever. Their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, though in honor does not remain, he is like the beasts that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish, and their posterity who approve their sayings. Like sheep they lay in the grave, death shall feed on them. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. Their beauty shall be consumed in the grave, far from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me and receive you. Fools and senseless, those of senselessness, shall perish. Proverbs 15, verse 20. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. Folly is a joy to him who is destitute of discernment. But a man of understanding walks what? Uprightly. Without counsel, plans go away. But in the multitude of counselors, there are established. A man has joy by an answer of his mouth. A word spoken in due season, how good it is. The way of life winds upward for the wise, that he may turn away from hell below. Yes, thank you. Hallelujah. We are in that end time battle. Senses are inner, emotions are outer. Malachi 3:13. Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You have said, it is useless to serve God. What profit is there if we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts? So now we call the proud blessed, for those who do wickedness are raised up. They even tempt God and go free. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name, or whoever focuses on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. Wow. one who serves the Lord and one who does not serve him. Activated senses will discern, won't they? I'm going to close with 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Where's your senses? Inward. Where's your feelings? Outward. See, so one day we're not going to be so emotionally messed up because it's perishing, but we'll have discernment like crazy. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which we have seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. So we're going to be able to discern all the things. In fact, we should be able to discern the things that you can't see now. By what? Influence. By their fruits. You know them by their fruits. Again, we are in a time where people are being tossed to and fro by all kinds of stuff. But we must maintain the activity, activating our senses, and not be so misled by our feelings. It doesn't mean that offense won't come. Amen? But don't let it bring you into a situation where you're ignoring what God is trying to tell you. Amen? No one's going to be happy all the time, but you can be joyful all the time. There's a difference. Why? Joy is inner. Happy is outer. Happy, happy, happy. No, joy, joy, joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen? And in his presence is fullness of joy. Praise God. So keep your senses activated. Don't let the enemy dull your senses with emotion. Emotional deception is a killer. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Keep us positioned, Lord, in the area where we are able to maintain activity of our senses all the time and being able to discern the difference between senses and emotion so that we may walk uprightly and carry the fire of God to all nations in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.